brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Award-winning filmmaker Kevin Booth is our guest. Larry Pinkney's coming in at 20 after. In the next segment, we're going to play three or four other exclusive clips here with people recovering from cancer, with cannabis oil, the CPS drugging kids with deadly drugs, just inside 7-year, really it's a 10-year investigation, but he put out American Drug War, the first one in like 4 years, and now this will be... 6-7 years on this one. And Kevin Booth's our guest right now. Next segment, those clips are coming up. We're going to talk about world news and events with Larry Pinkney coming up as well. Kevin, well, what are other points people need to know about the process of 7 years making a film and the different stages it went through, different things you look at in the film?
Well, I mean, the process is basically just going out into the world and just, you know, having relationships with people. And, you know, and these relationships take time. And it, everything, just like a fine wine, it has to go through its natural process. And, you know, films like these, they just can't be rushed. You know, I mean, like the thing about fostering the girls, you know, we couldn't just turn around and stick that out on the internet. We would have gotten them in trouble. We would have gotten in trouble. We would have lost them. So there's just has to be... you know, a process to that. And also in this movie, we follow this young boy fighting cancer for 2 years. And so it's we watch a 2-year battle, a 2-year roller coaster ride in the film. So some time goes by on this thing, and it's just been an evolution of doing this. You know, I also go out and I do lectures all across the country at different universities. And so just getting to talk to kids about this and what their feelings are. And, you know, just, I guess I've tried to make myself a little bit of an expert in the field. That's why I just keep staying on the topic of drugs.
It's really incredible you've been able to put together. We're going to break here in a few minutes, but what are the next four clips? We already talked about one, clip number two we're going to play coming up. Then you've got a bunch of other clips we're going to be premiering here today. Tell people about some of what's coming up.
Well, the next clip is about rediscovering cannabis oil, and it just talks about this, basically how just 100 years ago this cannabis oil was in every doctor's black bag, and because of the drug war, how it's been demonized and that people are being refused this incredible medicine, and how the FDA and the pharmaceutical companies are set up to where you can't patent a plant. And so therefore, what they're trying to do, and you've got the Department of Health and Human Services now that has gotten a patent to cannabinoids, and this should worry people, because what a lot of people believe they're going to do now is they're going to start stripping the plant down and trying to just patent just like little various things. So you'll have to buy this one spray to get this one aspect of the marijuana plant. You'll have to take this one pill to get that aspect of it, and instead of just being able to consume the one natural plant and get everything, as God.
But also talking about GMOing it and only allowing you to have the GMO and then banning everything else, of course. We just lost.
Mixing it up out there.
Yeah, your audio's cutting out a bit. We're going to go to break, Kevin. No, we got another minute. What were you trying to say?
I said a lot of people already believe that the GMO strains are already being mixed in with all the really high-end seeds. So that, you know, that conspiracy has been going along for a long time now, that people believe that the GMO is already infiltrated.
By the way, you visited the big Emerald Triangle, too. I mean, is that going to be in the film?
No, that's in the last film. You know, I try to keep it all fresh, so I'm trying to cover things that, you know, this new film is mostly based on children. We also went to Juarez, Mexico. We go to a neighborhood where little boys are being recruited at $40 a pop to commit murders for cartels.
Yeah, you have a lot of courage. I knew you did that. You're crazy.
Yeah, that was a little crazy.
You learned how to be crazy from the doc, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Don't turn off the camera. Now, I do know karate, so if the cartel started shooting at me,
block the bullets.
That's
like
right.
Wonder Woman.
I've got a green belt from the YMCA. So,
well, I mean, we all saw your karate skills in Ninja Bachelor Party. You're mean green, not too far between. I'm just taking care of that. Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood, and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
For nearly 20 years, Alex has been the voice of warning on threatening issues that the big media won't dare talk about. Threats that trample the American dream. You know what we all face. A crashing economy that's forcing millions out of work and from their homes. Half of Americans need help just to feed themselves. Legalized pollution of our food is sickening us with cancer and disease. The food you can trust in facing any of these threats comes from eFoods Direct. It tastes great and stores up to 25 years, ready for when you need it most. Be smart and be prepared for whatever life throws your way with your own food supply from eFoods Direct. Call eFoods Direct at 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get a free evacuation kit with select purchases. This kit is a $200 value and is perfect as a bug-out bag or for emergencies. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find out more.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
You know, last hour before Kevin Booth got on with us, I showed how ridiculous it was on TV with Obama with Marines with their white gloves. I thought it was absurdist, you know, holding the umbrellas over them. I'm glad Drudge picked up on that himself, obviously. I mean, look at this. Punch it up for people watching on TV. Obama calls in Marines to shield him from rain, fires IRS boss, who was leaving anyways, complete confidence in Holder. I mean, this is just all a criminal organization. Staged Fast and Furious to blame the Second Amendment, everything. And White House down, set for summer release. All these movies where the White House is getting attacked by people, so the White House can be seen as this historic, you know, heroes. Amazing. So that's just some of the news. If you go up to InfoWars.com, you can see all the latest news there on the site. We're going to go back to Kevin Booth here in a moment. A Senate subcommittee investigating Apple's offshore tax practices. How about their slave factories in China with the suicide nets? Because I thought they're liberal. Police department forced to borrow ammo from local residents. I haven't even gotten to that Second Amendment news yet. D.C. moves to force gun owners to buy a prohibitive liability insurance. That is devastating. Comedy icon Mike Judge talks to Alex Jones. That interview teaser's up there with some satire. Pretty powerful. Please get that out to everybody. A judge is going to get political in this interview coming up next week, folks. We taped it 2 days ago at his house. Google knows when you're home. Key article. Googleberg merger ushers in Plantopolis future for hybrid age. Council vetoes display of English flag because it's offensive to Muslims. Just all part of the balkanization. Obama-backed rebels carry out public executions. Warning, graphic video. That's just some of what's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Now, Larry Pinkney's coming up with the balance of the hour into some overdrive. Founding member of the Black Panther Party. Very interesting fellow. We appreciate him flying all the way to Austin, Texas, to be here with us for a new film we're making, but he'll also be live in studio. Kevin, we got like 9 minutes left. What's the next clip we're going to, and then we're going to go to it, for American Drug War II?
The one about rediscovering cannabis oil.
Yeah, let's go ahead and roll that now, Beavis.
Callie and I started sneaking the oil into his G-tube, and they started weaning him off of all those drugs I named off. And it, over a course of 2 weeks, we literally pulled him off of all 8 of those medications. We had him sitting up in bed, eating again, laughing.
Oh my God.
He had a quality of life that wasn't possible on the drugs they were giving him. And the whole time, the nurses and the doctors were saying, God, this is just miraculous that Cash is doing so well. So as all these doctors are saying, God, we don't understand how he survived all of this. This don't make any sense to us. I pulled that patent out that the government has on cannabis as a neuroprotectant antioxidant.
Does cannabis really have an anti-cancer effect? I mean, we see the work of Tashkin. We've seen the data from the Kaiser cohort. There was an animal study that the National Toxicology Program did as well, where they fed mice and rats increasing dosages of THC via a tube in their stomach, and found at the end of 2 years that the animals that got the highest dosages actually had fewer tumors, both benign and malignant.
That's Dr. Donald Abrams.
Well, you know, in the early 1900s, John D. Rockefeller got together with his rich friends, and they started all these medical foundations, and they took over the medical schools. And all they taught the doctors that were being trained is allopathic medicine, medicine from chemicals and poisons. And of course, they owned the chemical plants, and you know, what a great way to sell their products. So they brainwashed the public and all these doctors into believing that this was the way to go. When in reality, the only thing that actually heals, you know, is empiric medicine, medicine from plants. And old John D. Rockefeller himself, from as I understand it, he lived to be almost 100 years old, and he wouldn't even take his own medicine. What he took was empiric medicine, medicine from plants. But they didn't mind, you know, selling the chemicals to us, did they?
The pharmaceutical company and the way that they operate, it has to be a molecule, you know, no more than 5 molecules, in fact, to make up a drug to get approved through the FDA. Cannabis absolutely does not qualify. I think the pharmaceutical company figured out, well, this extremely popular plant medicine that everybody could grow in their backyard is not available for us to make profit at this time.
We have this interesting balance occurring as maturation of individuals fulfill their kind of cannabis destiny, whether or not they produce enough to be open-minded or closed-minded. And if you look historically at the nature of mankind, we've been ruled by people quite clearly that are what I would call unhigh people.
Again, Kevin Booth, Patriot. You can hear him going after the Rockefellers in this with the history. And this is getting picked up for distribution to be on cable. His other stuff has been on, what, Showtime, you know, HBO, you name it. Now getting picked up. It's very important. This gets seen in theaters everywhere. Where do people go to see the first theaters? Because if it sells out at those theaters, then, folks, they'll book it in other theaters, just like Obama 2016 and others. Yeah, give people the date, Kevin.
Yep. Right. It's June 6th. And if you go to AmericanDrugWar2.com or just AmericanDrugWar.com or AmericanDrugWar2.com and look for the screenings through a company called Tug out of Austin, I want to make sure everybody's at the LA screening. Everybody's at the Austin screening, also being done through Brave New Books. But you got to buy your tickets in advance to make sure that the theater books. So I need everybody to get out there and
that's right.
Buy
you buy them, and then if it doesn't book, you get your money back. But it's
all
going
to money back.
Problem is this is going to sell out. Always sells out.
Well, there's theaters all across the country, so go in there and it'll take you to this website, and there's theaters all over Florida, New York. We got theaters booked everywhere, but we've got to sell all the tickets, or we got to sell enough tickets by May 30th, so please get out there and buy the tickets immediately.
And again, folks, I'm not making any money off of this. I'm doing this because I want this film to be a hit, because I want to save the children that they're murdering with prescription drugs via the CPS. Let's go to the next clip. We're almost out of time, Kevin. Tell people the next clip.
Just basically the torture that kids are still going through, and that we're using chemo still from the 1970s. This is a continuation of the little Cash Hyde story.
Here it is. The next clip.
Cashy's mom, Callie, is a registered nurse, and although some say it's not necessary, she always insists that the oil be sterilized at a professional laboratory.
She looks really good today.
Mike shares one of the many regrettable situations that Cashy and many other children with cancer commonly endure.
They weren't even going to try to remove his infected port till Sunday. I had to actually tell them that they were stupid.
So every day they had to pull this patch off of his chest, and they had to pull the gauze stuck into the wound hole that was in him. Now that's fighting cancer with the American Cancer Society. That's fighting cancer with the pediatric oncology floors. This is the answer that all of our prosecutors, sheriffs, police officers, governors, this is what they say to be the best way for our kids.
It's all on purpose, folks.
That's torture, man.
Listen, have you ever seen a person who had cancer and used marijuana to help them eat or to alleviate their condition of someone suffering from terminal cancer?
No, I have not.
And if you had, and I have, and seen that it helps them with their appetite and makes them smile, would you agree that it has some benefit to society for somebody who's dying, and that marijuana is the only thing that makes him eat and makes him smile? Is there not an efficacious situation there?
I think that's between him and his doctor.
Well, if it's between him and his doctor, why does the DEA take a position that medical marijuana is wrong, which you've taken? You've taken the position it's not between him and his doctor. You have a publication, which on page 6 of your publication in 2011 has the most insane and banal paragraph. The legalization movement is not simply a harmless academic exercise. The moral danger of thinking
that marijuana is... Gentlemen's time has expired. The gentlewoman from California, Ms. Chu.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cancer viruses are in the vaccine. Pediatric cancer, some types are up 10,000%. They're killing all of us, and because they make money. They give you the cancer, and then they go and suck all the money out of you while they kill you and your family. And then they'll now take your kids and take them and do medical experiments on them. I mean, this is unbelievable, Kevin.
Yeah, now in a lot of the footage that you're seeing in this thing, this was hidden camera footage that the family actually, you know, were filming off their iPhones and so forth without the hospital's knowledge. So there's a lot of footage in this movie you're not going to see anywhere else. And I think it's very interesting at that hearing, too. You got the chief of the DEA, Michelle Lienhart, admitting that she doesn't know anything about cancer and cannabis, while you've got 52% of all Americans saying they want it legalized. And, you know what I mean? It's just like Twilight Zone. And the DEA is still pumping out propaganda saying that anybody that belongs to the marijuana legalization movement is a domestic terrorist.
It's amazing. Now we've got one more clip here. Let's go ahead and roll that clip right now. Here's the final clip. And then we'll get Kevin's comment on the final clip.
There are only three groups, of which I'm aware, that are very interested in keeping marijuana illegal. They're the police. A lot of people know about them. And that tends to take the form of chiefs of police, police unions trying to hold on to overtime pay, prisons, private prison industry. The other is cartels, because cartels make 70% of their profits from marijuana sales alone.
I was lucky enough to cross the bridge into Juarez with veteran journalists Brent and Craig Renaud, who report for the New York Times.
The battle between the police and the cartels is really heated up, and the cartels are saying they're going to kill one police officer every day. And in the last month and a half, they have killed about 19 local police officers here, and just last night in this area, two more were killed.
The brutally poor circumstances of Juarez make many of the children perfect marks for cartel recruitment.
If you don't want to go into the cartel, they won't force you. They like for you to go by yourself, because if they force you, you can go and tell the police, and they will help you sometimes. But if you go by yourself, they will ask you to do anything, and you will do it.
And they give you a transponder number to squawk that's a little off the norm.
And so when ATC...
All right, folks, listen, I'll have to air the rest of this tonight on the Nightly News. Thank you, Kevin Booth, for premiering this here. I congratulate you on your courage and your great work. People can find out more at AmericanDrugWar2.com to get these screened all over the country. Great job, Kevin. This is a revolutionary thing you've done. We have another revolutionary against tyranny coming in after the break.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Stephen Huer. As a degreed nutritionist, my first priority is for you to get healthy. That won't happen if I make wrong recommendations or cause you to spend money on supplements you don't need. After 20 years working with thousands of products and thousands of people, I know, for the most part, what does and does not work. One World Whey is the first and only unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows on the market. It retains substances that no other whey protein powder has. These nutritive compounds supply life-giving nutrition. Your body merely needs the right conditions to make great health happen. Due to low-quality foods, toxicity, and aging, having great health is more of an effort than ever. One World Whey is the superfood of the century, and when added to your diet, it promotes energy, detoxification, muscle gains, fat loss, and overall radiant health. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
The preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown.
There's a big Forbes article out today.
I live back in the woods, you see. A woman in
disarming realities as gun sales soar, gun crimes plummet. And a of course, we've been hammering on this forever, and now those statistics are getting out. Hardcore statistics that the system doesn't want you to know about, and the criminals that work for the government don't want you to know about. Meanwhile, the bullet shortage is so bad, police chief asks citizens for ammo, gets a 1,500-round loan amid strong public response, the evil public up in Minnesota, in Proctor, Minnesota. D.C. considers $250,000 insurance policy for gun buyers. Next, it'll be $1 million. So if they can't get your guns one way, they'll get them the other. That's just some of what we have. And joining us for the rest of the hour and then into some overdrive today is Larry Pinkney with Black Activist WG.org. He also is the editor, editorial board member of BlackCommentator.com, a great news site. And, of course, he is a veteran Black Panther Party there at its founding, former Minister of the Interior of the Republic of New Africa, a former political prisoner, and the only American to have successfully self-offered his civil political rights case in the United Nations under the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights. And he had, of course, been a guest on PBS, you name it, in documentaries about COINTELPRO, how the government targets people with dirty tricks, like having people get behind me and yell, kill Michelle Malkin. And the phone rings, and it's the Denver Post and national TV saying, why'd you say kill her? It was all a setup. And luckily, we had video, and it came out it was a setup. And then now, with Austin Gun Rally, they had somebody run up and cuss right behind the pro-gun people to then blame us. These are the tactics. And that's light, COINTELPRO. Thank you for coming to Austin, Texas, Larry Pinkney. It's great to have you here. This is a short segment, but I asked you, I said, what do you want to get into first? The wars, the scandals, the government running Al-Qaeda? You go, no, I want to talk about the Second Amendment first. And so let's talk about that, Larry Pinkney.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you very, very much, Alex. It's a pleasure being here in Austin, Texas. It's a fantastic job that all of you are doing.
We're trying.
It is fantastic. So let me just get right into it. As far as the Second Amendment is concerned, that is to say the right to defend ourselves. We're not just talking about bearing arms, we're saying the right to defend ourselves. It was a reason that the Second Amendment came into being. It didn't happen by osmosis. We have to understand that if we are not able to defend ourselves, everyday, ordinary, black, white, brown, red, yellow people, American citizens, we are in deep trouble. If the government, for example, the Department of Homeland Security, which has been gathering munitions, you name it. Well, who are they going to use those munitions and ammunition against? It's not a foreign agency. It has to be against
the training manuals say it's for anybody that, quote, promotes the Constitution.
Mm-hmm. And what does that tell us? Apparently, it tells us that the Constitution has been made null and void.
It means anybody that wants a check on unlimited power is the enemy.
Right. Right. So I wanted to, and I thank you for asking me, I wanted to begin by this, at this stage. Being one of the veterans of the Black Panther Party, the party was founded in October 1966 in Oakland, California. I joined the party in 1967, the following year. But however, I want people to remember this. By the end of the 1980s, in fact, even before, frankly, the Black Panther Party for Self-Defense had been absolutely physically decimated. Murders by and from the federal government. I'm also talking about setups. I'm talking about discreditation. I'm talking about every vile, vicious, despicable tactic.
Infiltrations.
And people died. Many, many people died. Families were destroyed. This is what we need to understand. I don't care what our color is, black, white, brown, red, yellow. We better all understand that we are in this struggle together. And if we are to survive, we better do it collectively, and we better do it together, and we better stop being played off one against the other. We don't have to agree 100% with everybody.
No, but if anybody has their rights taken, we all have our rights taken.
That is correct. That is absolutely.
Hang together, hang separate.
That's right. And what we're going to do is we are going to be together because we are going to win this thing. As we said back in the day in the party, all power to the people. And we meant that not only figuratively, but quite literally. All power to the people.
Yeah, how can you have so-called liberals today who used to say, I don't think wrongly, you know, kill the pigs, because we need to wake the police up as well. Now they're, no, give the cops all the guns, we can't have them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how did the We're going to come back with Larry Pinkney. You can tell he's an amazing speaker in mind. We're going to be breaking it all down straight ahead, in, through, and beyond. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Great job to the crew, all our affiliates and sponsors, and you, the listeners. We'll be back straight ahead. Infowars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the Infowars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. Infowars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at Infowars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are here. Thank you so much for joining us. Larry Pinkney, been in the Black Panther Party since right after it was set up, helped found chapters in different parts of the country, was their spokesman, and was targeted, put in jail politically, even came out in Congress, if my memory serves correctly, that he was set up politically. So an on-record former political prisoner here with us, and what he was getting to, if he just joined us, is that they always sell the idea of let's just take one group's rights. And so they say, hey, let's take the Muslims' rights. And then now you hear it's for libertarians, conservatives, anti-war people, Tea Party, people that promote the Constitution. But notice the media only went with, oh, they went after conservatives and Tea Party. Now it turns out it was anybody promoting the Constitution. Oh, it was anti-war groups, not fake liberal fascists, but any real liberals. Folks, the terms mean nothing. If you want justice, then you want basic checks and balances. And if you don't know history, ladies and gentlemen, for new listeners, we are becoming a tyranny. Now, Larry Pinckney, I don't want to rant here because I can talk as well, but I want to hear what you have to say. You were saying a lot during the break, you know, the good report to people that you talk to people waking up everywhere. But finishing up the point on the Second Amendment, on hang together or hang separate, Larry Pinckney.
You know, the fact is that if we do not know our history, Howard Zinn says this very well. He says, if you do not know your history, it's as if you were born yesterday. And if you were born yesterday, anyone can tell you anything who's in a position of authority, and you have no way of checking up on it. My purpose as a veteran of the party, as an activist continuing today in the year 2013, my purpose is to do everything that I can to wake people up, to get them to understand, all of us, that the power must rest with us collectively. Everyday black, white, brown, red, and yellow people. Everyday people. I was just saying to you during our break, Alex, and I'd like to say this on the air, that InfoWars has done and is doing an incredible job. I have received, and I say an incredible job, I'm talking about in terms of waking people up, getting people to think, critically think, just think for God's sake, use your common sense, critically think. And InfoWars, it's about that. It's doing that. People, including myself, are deeply, deeply appreciative.
Oh, no. We're all in this together. I mean, I have no future. My children don't. If you don't have a future, right. If your family doesn't have a future. I mean, it's really such a simple equation. We interviewed Professor Grimm a few weeks ago out in L.A., a video interview that's free online for everybody. And he just said, look, it's the same thing. If I'm not free, you're not free. I mean, it's such a simple equation, and you see the divide and conquer. And then you have to engage it sometimes in, hey, you've been divided and conquered, but it's still a group coming down on you because they've been programmed that that's how you get things done, and people think they're getting a power out of a group. How about a group that's into freedom, Bill of Rights, Constitution, due process, and the right of the people to be armed? I mean, that is a fundamental right, and the right of free speech. You know, as Bush leaves office, the whole agenda just continues. What do you make of Obama and his foreign policy of putting al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria against countries that were actually stabilizing forces in that region?
Well, the whole point of drone man Barack Obama, let's call him what he really is, drone man Barack Obama, the whole point of Obama's policies really is to destabilize governments, countries. Now, why? Because if they can destabilize it, if Obama and his minions, drone man, can do this, then they have the pretext for going into those countries. And by the way, there are plenty of Americans, everyday Americans, who die as a result of this, whether they're in the U.S. military or whether they're just tourists trying to see another country, trying to acclimatize themselves to another culture. This, how do, and I'm trying to be very calm about this.
Can you imagine being in Pakistan where every day a plane flies over and just blows up whoever they want illegally?
Exactly. And the fact is that it's being done in our name. Our name. And I call the left out about this, the so-called left, the so-called liberals, the so-called progressives. Where are you? What are you doing now? When G.W. Bush was doing this, you were out in the streets. Where are you now? Okay, Barack Obama, drone man, has taken this. He has extended the policies of Bush and exacerbated them. Let's stop being hypocrites. Let's be real. Let's come together collectively as a people. That's how that is my take on it.
Well, I've talked to so many national security people who are even establishment, and they're like, look, these big corporations just want new wars to sell more bombs and to get resources for other corporations, and we don't even get the booty. And I wouldn't be for it if we were getting the booty.
Right.
But so many guys go, we need to go into Iraq to get the oil. Oil prices went up. The truth is they went in because Saddam was overpumping to pay off his debts, driving down the price.
Mm-hmm.
We went to Iraq to jack the price up.
Right. It's always the opposite. I was just saying on a program last week, the host asked me, well, what do you think about how do you deal with the corporate stream media news? I said, this is how I deal with the corporate stream media news. I look at it, I reverse it, and then I move forward to find the truth. I decipher it. It's like if someone is speaking Russian or French or German or Swahili or whatever. You have to decipher the language first. And this is how we have to handle this. I call it corporate stream vomit, let's be honest, because that's what it is. It's meant to control every day.
And look at the messages, how they're anti-family, anti-male, anti-woman, anti-child. I mean, this is a group of crooks.
Yes, and they are well-trained and well-funded crooks. They are criminals. It makes the mafia look like child's play. It really, really does.
Because they've all competed with each other in evil to develop the ultimate synthesis of scum.
Mm-hmm. And it's a narrative. Alex, my brother, it's a narrative. It's a narrative that this corporate stream media puts out. I call them the propaganda arm of the government, of the corporate-owned government. They are this so-called news media, in quotation marks, propaganda arm. Why Hermann Göring, of World War II fame, would be absolutely ecstatic with joy to see how so many people in this country and throughout the world, but in this country, have been programmed and to accept that narrative, buy that narrative, forget their narrative. We must develop our own narrative.
That's my next question, and we do that from history, common sense, research, not being lazy.
Right. 'Cause
even when you want to know the truth, it's hard to get at. Much less just being lazy and just accepting whatever you're told. Plus, the world's so busy, I don't blame people, but it's at your peril that you ignore this info. The narrative seems to be collapsing more and more, though, for the establishment Democrats and establishment Republicans. And A, do you agree with that? And B, how do you expect them to try to then clamp back down and get control of the narrative?
Absolutely, I agree with that. These Democrats, Republicans, I call them Republicrats, because they all feed from precisely the same trough, okay? But absolutely, I agree with that. The narrative, their narrative, is being challenged and questioned and therefore is being broken down. But we've got a lot more work to do, a lot more work to do. However, the monsters that we're dealing with, and yes, they are monsters. I'm not. I understand that they're supposed to be human beings, but human beings can act in very monstrous ways, and that's what they do deliberately. Anyway, the point is that we can expect that the corporate stream media, the corporate government, Wall Street, the whole bunch of them, their gang. I like that term because that's exactly what they are. Their gang. They're going to engage in all kinds of activities. They're going to have false flag events occurring constantly. Why? Because that diverts people's attention. It keeps people in fear. It keeps people divided. Expect this, brothers and sisters. Expect this.
I had Bloomberg, two reporters call me yesterday doing a big investigative report, and they kept going, why do you think the government might be involved? And I said, well, they've been involved in hundreds of events, and they didn't want to hear real events. They didn't want to see facts. I go, if somebody's done something over and over again, and then it fits the same narrative, and then they're covering stuff up, and these guys were handled by the FBI and CIA, blah, 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 blah. And then when the guy's in the hospital, they say that they've now admitted to it, and now there's a letter found in the boat. They kept saying, well, we're going to say you said this, and they would say something I didn't say.
Mm-hmm.
And go, is that fair? Is that fair for an hour?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, man, I can't do this anymore with you.
Mm-hmm.
I said, this is what I said.
Mm-hmm.
And they go, but is it fair to say this? And they'd say back this other thing.
Is it fair?
And it was just that they were there to get a fake statement.
Right.
And they're listening right now
right.
to put it out there to make us look stupid.
Right.
And look, man, I don't have all the answers. I just know this government's run by a bunch of crooks, and it's getting worse. And I kept telling the reporters, I go, do you really think you're safe living in a country run by a bunch of ruthless crooks? Do you really want to play games right now?
Mm-hmm. And the fact is, as you were talking just now, Alex, I thought about the USS Liberty. How many people in this country are aware of the USS Liberty? Okay.
Tell them about it.
The ship that was attacked, really, as a result of U.S. guidance by the Israelis, who were acting as proxies. This was a ship that had all Americans on it. When I say all Americans, it was a U.S. Navy ship. Okay? It was attacked. It was in international waters. It was attacked for over 2 hours. Many people on that vessel were killed. Okay, this was at the bidding of whom? Of our own government. And I use the word own in heavy quotation marks. Now, if they'll do that, And they've done so many other things, from the Pueblo incident in the late 1960s to what occurred just a few years later with USS Liberty to what the Central Intelligence Agency and other agencies have done in New York, in Minneapolis, in Los Angeles. When I say what they have done, I'm talking about the tactics that they use to control and manipulate.
Well, they go out and find mentally ill or low IQ people, give them money for years, then give them real bombs. Tell them, they coordinate, they lead, they hatch the plans. And I was quoting the New York Times, the Bloomberg, going, hey, here's the New York Times admitting all the major terror plots were hatched by the FBI. Mm-hmm. Here's the headline. And they go, we're not going to discuss that.
Why? Why?
And I was like, well, then how am I supposed to? I'm the conspiracy theorist. You've got groups that have done this over and over again. They're dangerous. I don't like messing with them, but it's got to be done.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, justice demands it. And you've got these giggling reporters on the other end. I'm like, hey, this isn't funny.
Right. It's very dangerous, and it's very it's absolutely necessary that we, the people, understand that it's affecting our very lives and livelihoods, for that matter. The fact is that if we don't pay attention to it, you know, I know I've heard the thing before, Alex, I'm sure you have. Oh, Jones is a conspiracy theorist. Okay, you know what my answer is to that? You, sir, madam, are a denial theorist. Okay, we've got, and that's part of that corporate narrative. Just keep people denying. Just keep them running around like, you know, rats in a cage, like hamsters running across that wheel, and we can control them. It's time for us to stop being denial theorists. It's time for us to be critical thinkers. And most of the time, it's their narrative that they're trying to put in your mouth or my mouth. That's what they're trying
to do. Which is constantly changing. Why do you think all this stuff is coming out on Obama right now? I mean, I think it's because they've intimidated the press. Obviously, Obama's just kind of their puppet to be able to get their agenda through, and people think it's trendy and go back to sleep. It's the globalist agenda, like Bush, Obama. They're all just puppets of this, clearly. But a lot of times they bring out scandals in the second term because the power structure doesn't want one group getting too powerful. But this, I think, I watched those hearings where those whistleblowers went public. They were scared. They were told to stand down. For some reason, they wanted that ambassador dead. We now know it was to get missiles to Al-Qaeda.
Mm-hmm.
And they think we're so dumb, they're going to have Al-Qaeda blow stuff up. And then, I guess, take our liberties because they're Al-Qaeda blow stuff up. And then they'll, you think that's accurate? Or what do you think's going on?
Well, the bitter irony when we speak of Al-Qaeda is Al-Qaeda is, in fact, what? It came into being as a result of the United States CIA.
On record.
It's right on record. This is on congressional record. It is all over the place. But how many people are cognizant of that? How many people know that the quote-unquote terrorists were groomed none other than our so-called government, okay? And we are the victims, as well as people all over the world.
And that's not even our theory. We know they were and protected, and so why do I get my rights taken?
Right.
I mean, this is the oldest trick in the book.
Right, right. And as I said, Hermann Goering and others in the Third Reich, and people go, don't bring up the Nazis. Don't bring up the Nazis, okay? Let's bring up Benito Mussolini. He did the same thing.
Soviets.
Yes, and for that matter, let's bring up the U.S.-backed dictator Francisco Franco. He did the same thing in Spain.
He did false flags.
Yes, all the time. All the time. So this is not an ideological thing. This is a people's real thing. And we better pay attention.
Well, yeah, because even if real terrorists attack us, we gut up, we deal with it, we don't give our rights up because of it. But when they blow something up and go, day one, give your rights up, 9/11, you'll never have rights again, it's the end of freedom in America. Well, even if they didn't do it, which the shows they did, you're trying to take my rights using a tragedy.
Right.
You know, you don't negotiate with terrorists. You don't give up your rights because of it. I mean, right there, there's no doubt that's what's going on.
Absolutely. There is no doubt. I mean, you know, if we give up our rights, then we have no right to freedom, to justice, to liberty, to any of those things.
Why do you think these scandals are coming out now, then?
I think that thanks to what you are doing and others like yourself, I think that more and more the corporate stream media and the corporate controlled government are finding themselves in a situation where they're being questioned and challenged. And I think we need to intensify that questioning and challenging.
Well, in fact, that's what they've been bemoaning. I think you're right. They've been saying there's all this new media and groups that we don't control, and people are pointing out that we said something different a week ago than we're saying now.
Right, right, absolutely. And I smile not because it's funny, but it's so ludicrous. It is pathetic. And I always say to sisters and brothers and sisters, let's keep some levity in this, because if we don't have some levity, we'll go insane.
I agree.
And we're not going to go insane. We're going to keep some levity in this. And so I smile. And the more we look at what the tactics are of these people, they really haven't changed. They really haven't changed from the 60s to the 70s, the 80s.
No, they don't change. It's funny. They are obsessive compulsive. They do the same thing the exact same way.
Right, right.
Here's an example. And a lot of cops are actually waking up, and I don't want to play part of that balkanization, demonizing them, because that's what they want us to be, us against them. But they're trying to make police more and more corrupt, more and more authoritarian. And when a cop's all over the country, I walk up and say, why are you videotaping? And I'll be on the street corner. I go, well, you're 100 yards away. Am I interfering with you? Well, no, but I want your name and stuff. And I go, well, I want your name and stuff. And then I'll just laugh, and I'll go, come on, man, this isn't North Korea. And I've noticed then they'll start laughing too, realizing they've been told to do this, but it's so stupid. If you act afraid, then they like alert and take you to jail. But if you laugh and go, man, knock it off.
Yeah.
Stop, you know, this is ridiculous. Then they kind of click and go, yeah, this is ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, like cops were saying we couldn't hand out our magazines in downtown Austin. And I called them up, got the cops on the phone. My guys were down there. And I go, why are you doing this to America?
Mm-hmm.
Why are you doing this to your family? You ought to be ashamed of yourself. I'm like, yeah, I know. I listen to your show. I've been told to do this. Like, well, you go ahead and give that ticket, and I'm going to sue you.
Mm-hmm.
And so then they back off. They already given some tickets. And then I go down there, and the cops are all, hey, let's pose with a photo. You're right. We don't like it. We're glad you stood up to us. We don't like to follow these orders. Well, you should say no up front.
Right.
You should say no like I did, instead of just, I mean, in America, we can't hand out magazines during South by Southwest anywhere downtown. I mean, what's wrong with you?
Right, right. And the fact is that, you know, all people, whether they call themselves police officers, whether they call themselves military, I don't give a zip what they call themselves. The fact of the matter is that we better begin from a standpoint of our humanity and our freedom. We better begin there and end there and keep it there. So,
I agree with you. We got to go to break. Okay. Larry Pinkney's our guest. We'll give you his website on the other side as well. Stay with us.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
BlackActivistWG.org, or that's BlackActivistWritersGuild.org, is Larry Pinkney's site himself, and he is on the editorial board of BlackCommentator.com. We've got a lot of wide spectrum of ideas on that site. We're going to do Overdrive. Some stations carry it, but if you don't, it'll be on the podcast or the free audio streams at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Go to InfoWars.com/show or InfoWars.com/listen to find all the free links, free podcasts, free iPhone apps, you name it. I have done 2 hours and 54 minutes so far, and I have not plugged any of the water filters we sell, which is a win-win. Stop drinking all their poison, the cancer exploding, the Harvard study on the fluoride, all of it. You know, we sell stuff that funds us that we feel is incredibly moral at the lowest price out there. Promo code WATER, get 10% off at InfoWarsStore.com on ProPure and other water filtration systems. We have the non-hybrid, non-GMO, heirloom, open-pollinated giant seed center. The lowest prices at InfoWarsStore.com. The books, the T-shirts, the films, all of it, InfoWarsStore.com. And we went out on the streets of Austin because it was such a demand. We put 80,000 on the streets of Central Texas, or actually more than that. We were able to pull another 1,000 or so that aren't damaged, and they're basically gone everywhere else now. We went out and re-pulled them off, you know, where we put them free for people in Central Texas. You can buy them right now at InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsStore.com. You can all, we held some back, too, for people that get a 12-month subscription. They also are a great gift to give, big, color, glossy, old-fashioned, you know, size, like the old Rolling Stone magazine. A great way to wake people up, and this May issue that sold out so quick has 3 free bumper stickers on it. So we've gone and pulled another 1,000, because the last 1,000 we got off the street sold out in like a day. When they're gone, they're gone. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Larry Pinkney, I've asked a bunch of questions here. We're going to go into Overdrive in the next hour, and you know, I've thrown out some stuff here, but what do you want to get into? Because obviously we can talk about a lot of stuff, but what do you want to get into?
Well, I want to get into, I want to remind people, all of us, that we are the ones who ultimately have the power. We have to recognize this. It's one thing, and it's extremely important to warn people.
That's why the system tells us we don't have power and
right.
flies around in big jets and red carpets and big giant buildings is to make us feel small.
Right, right. And if we feel small, we feel powerless. We are not powerless, okay? I think that we need to understand, and some of the things.
That's the key. That's what scares them.
Yes.
So we're going to get into that in detail.
Yes.
We're just telling people what's coming up. What else do you want to get into?
Well, I'll follow your lead.
No, man, I want to see what you wild-carded.
Okay.
What else do you want to get into?
Okay, what I would like to get into is I would also like to talk a bit about some possibilities of what we can be doing out there. I want to be very positive, or as positive.
Talk about solutions.
Yes, solutions.
Good. So, well, I think it begins with the seed of the universe, like Gandhi said, is in all of us. And you know, the Bible says we're made in the image of the Creator. That, mm-hmm. That's pretty heavy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Humans, we create. And again, ladies and gentlemen, I mean, if you look in the eyes of a child, I don't care what color they are, you see the soul. It's the same thing, a beautiful soul. And it tears my guts out to see the persecution of the innocent and the persecution of the eugenics of the globalists. And I want the globalists to know, and I think they know this, you're never going to inherit all the great things that humanity's going to have if you try to take it from other people. The only way you're going to get anything is to try to give it to everybody else. That doesn't mean buy into the fake counterfeit of, well, they give everything you've got to the government to distribute it. That's the lie of control. I'm talking about if you don't want justice and goodwill. People ask, what do you stand for? Goodwill. I start with goodwill. Now, if I find out you're evil and you want to destroy me, make me your slave, I'm mean, man. I'm aggressive, but God gave me all of that. I can think more evil than the evil guys, but I'm not going to use the evil. I can get into your shoes, though, to know what your next move is. And that's what you've got to do, is tune in to the discernment God's given us all, and we can save humanity and go to the stars. Stay with us. We're coming right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.